Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is a program wherein we provide you with necessary information to be able to provide necessary grounds for your children to flourish and to attain perfection, which is the ultimate goal of Islam. Well, today in our studio we have with us Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Brother Miqdad is a researcher in the Hafza Ilmi of Qom, who will be providing us answers on the basis of Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you so much, Jazakallah.
As everybody knows that teenage is a very crucial stage, and when parents are dealing with the teenagers, does father and mother have a different role when dealing with teenagers?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is a very important question regarding the differences between a father and a mother. And I guess this discussion is very general as well. It can be approached in a very general way when it comes to the discussion of upbringing and tarbiyah. We talk about how a role of a father in a family and the role of a mother in a family is in some ways similar, and some other ways it's different.
Okay.
And there are ways that there are things that the father does that mother doesn't, and vice versa. I'd like to discuss this very briefly. Obviously, we can mention many things. Inshallah, I'll just touch upon a few of them, specifically related to this kind of later age of a child's life, teenagers basically.
Okay.
But before I do that, let me mention a very general kind of discussion on the type of parenting that we can have. And based on that, inshallah, I'll move on to the differences between a father and a mother, which is what the question is about.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at type of parenting, you can say that there's kind of three types of parenting, generally, you could say. One of them is the kind of parenting where the expectations are very low.
Okay.
And the giving is also very low. So both what's coming in, what's coming out, both of them are very low. They're kind of not caring parents, basically. So those kind of parents who send their kids to school and don't really care what's happening in school.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon, the kids are mainly just watching TV and doing their own things. What the parents expect from their children is very low.
Okay.
They don't really expect too much from the children. As long as they're well-fed and they're happy children generally, they're not complaining too much, and they're not asking for too much money from their pocket. They're happy parents, basically, in terms of their children. And on the other side as well, children are not giving too much as well, because the expectation from the parents is very low.
Mm-hmm.
Young adults, youth, are not really giving in too much. And they're not going to be growing or interacting or working so much on themselves. So this is low expectation, low giving. The second type is where you have dictatorship kind of parents, where the expectation is very high.
Okay.
And at the same time, the expectation is very high, the response from the children is also going to be very low.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because with the expectations that are higher than the capacity of the child, there's also very little room for giving in, very little room for understanding the child's need.
All right.
So you find these kind of parents, basically, they want their children to have 20 out of 20 in school in every single class of them, or to have A stars everywhere. They expect the child to come back from school and be reading the Quran and reading 3-4 books at a time, and also doing a lot of exercise, also clean up their room and cleaning up the whole house as well, and praying on time and sleeping on time, and they've got a whole schedule for their child.
What they expect from a child.
They expect a huge amount of things from a child, not giving in so much, not understanding the needs of the child.
I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5 years old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry, we're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. Englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Islamic upbringing. We are talking about the role of father and mother in the teenager's life. Yes, brother, you were saying that they are dictator kind of parents who expect a lot from their children and they're not giving in much input.
What we need to do and understand is that a true and a very balanced approach is what we need to kind of have in our family, where the expectations must be reasonable expectations based on the reality of the situation, of the child's needs, the child's abilities and potential. At the same time, there's also always room for flexibility. And once you understand this, you realize that when we're dealing with teenagers, you have clear expectations and you also have clear red lines. And you build a bridge based on respect and love to make sure that whilst the expectations are met and whilst the clear lines, the clear red lines basically are maintained, okay, there's also this atmosphere of very strong love, very strong respect, basically. And this requires both parents to be in synchrony with this. So mm-hmm. both father and mother ensure that they expect from the child an amount that is according to the child's needs and capacity and potential.
True.
At the same time, they've cleared out those expectations. They've made sure that the child knows about these expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And also they've cleared out the red lines as well, that this is the thing we don't accept in this house, for example. This is the kind of lines we won't cross. So I expect you to kind of stay in these boundaries.
So all right.
Just to give an example, for example, being out of the house after 10 p.m., for example.
Yes.
Right? Or
no screen time after 9 p.m.
For example. I mean, these are just running example to show that the child also knows their clear red lines.
Yeah.
As much as we can, we make red lines based on the Sharia. Whatever is haram is obviously the main red line that we need to have. And then things that are harmful or things that are related to social etiquette, etc.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the difference between a father and
mother.
A mother, one of the places where it manifests a lot is in how we deal with a child in relation to these rules and regulations or these expectations and the red lines. But as I mentioned, firstly, that both the parents are in synchrony with this. So they should have talked with each other, and the child should also know that both mom and dad are aware of this expectation, and they're aware of the red lines as well. And that is how the half family works.
Mm-hmm.
However, the side that will be putting out these expectations or putting out these red lines and ensuring that this happens is the role of the father.
All right.
The father plays the role of that strength, that authority, that final
power.
The power or the final decision making basically mm-hmm. rests with the father. And in a stable, in a very balanced Islamic family, this is very clear.
Okay.
The role of the father is the father says which are the red lines. The father makes those red lines and ensures that the family kind of has this red lines in place.
Okay. What else? I'll ask you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the roles of parents, a father and a mother, in the life of a teenager. Brother, you said that the role of a father should be specified. It should be clear that father is the main authority, the main decision maker of the family.
And at the same time, as you mentioned, the father's role is this strength and the final decision, basically. On the other side, the mother's role is to kind of play the loving, the gentleness, the place where
Sobble.
There is more softness, basically.
Okay.
Right? That covers the aspect of the kind of emotions.
Yeah.
Right. Now, let me make this very, very clear. And I don't want any misunderstanding to happen over here. We're not saying that father plays a ruthless, violent role and the mother plays a very emotional kind of role. No, that's not what we're saying.
Okay.
The father also has to show a lot of love, has to show a lot of kindness, a lot of gentleness. And at the same time, the mother has to also be very firm and very stable.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be the case that children should go to their mom to break all the rules, basically.
Yes.
That never happens, right? The point is not this. The point is that the kind of aspect and the kind of attitude and the kind of role is defined in a family. And this is seen by the children. They
yes.
see that this what happens. But they also get the same amount of love from the dad. And at the same time, they don't break rules because mom said so or because
yes.
mom will allow to rules break. Mom doesn't allow the rules to be broken. But mom allows that emotional aspect to be covered. If there's a need for an explanation, for example, there's a need for a shoulder to cry on, you usually go to your mom, for example.
Yes.
Again, I emphasize, it doesn't mean you don't go to your dad, right? The kind of the roles are naturally formed like this. And you find that this is the kind of very stable house that will bring about very confident children. One of the aspects and one of the, I would say, the challenges that we face today is that when these roles are mixed up, you find that a child, when he enters teenagers, they are of very weak personalities.
They're not confident.
They're not confident. They don't have self-esteem. They don't know where they stand. They don't know how to express their personalities. And one reason, I'm not saying the only reason, but one of the reasons is because at home, there's an imbalance. There's massive decisions and authority that the mother takes when she's not
All
supposed
right.
to. And at the opposite side, the father plays no role in the family, completely quiet figure within the family. This leads to...
Dominated by a female.
Exactly. And this leads to a boy, for example, who's growing up to be very...
Weak person.
Weak in his personality.
Okay.
Right? Unable to make decisions, unable to stand on their feet, be independent, unable to aim for high things, be very low in confidence. At the same time, as girls lacking this need for that support from a manly figure, not having the father's support and the father's love and respect for a daughter leads to them also being very weak of character. So this
All
is
right.
a very important point that we need to take care and keep in mind when dealing with children.
Okay. So, these were very important things that parents need to keep into consideration while they are dealing with teenagers. You said that if a woman is dominant at home and father has no authority, both whether it's a boy or a girl, who are in their teens, they will develop into weak personalities, and parents definitely need to take care of that. Well, that was all for today. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us or any suggestions, comments for a program, please feel free to contact us on English Radio @irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.